This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Another discovery of unmarked graves near a site of a former Indian residential school in British Columbia. A local BC First Nation says it has found more than 160 undocumented unmarked graves. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
The discovery on Penalakit Island off the coast of Vancouver Island was confirmed by the chief of the Penalakit tribe, Joan Brown. The island, a small one, was once home to the Cooper Island Industrial School. It was run by the Roman Catholic Church from 1890 to 1975. In a statement, Brown said, "We understand that many of our brothers and sisters from our neighboring communities attended the Cooper Island Industrial School. We also recognized with a tremendous amount of grief and loss that too many did not return home." Cynthia Wesley Esquima is with the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation. She says she's not surprised by this discovery.
We have been talking about this for decades, and many of the survivors have said repeatedly that there were children that were buried, that were killed, or that died of various things, and they knew that they were there. And I think the most unfortunate thing was that people didn't believe them. And now, of course, there's this evidence that, in fact, this happened.
The Penalakit Nation is hosting two healing sessions on the island in the weeks ahead and a march for children. One survivor of the school says he wants the provincial and Canadian governments to step up to help Indigenous people still reeling from the realities of the residential schools. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
California Assemblymember James Ramos and tribal leaders are urging the state Senate to pass a bill to replace a statue of Junipero Serra, the founder of the California Mission System. Ramos's bill, AB 338, replaces the statue on the grounds of the state capitol in Sacramento with a monument to honor tribes. On Wednesday, Ramos and members of the Central California Tribal Chairpersons Association urged for the bill's passage. Assemblymember Ramos.
It's time for us and our voice of the Californian people to be elevated, to bring attention to these issues of the Spanish missionary period and how much destruction has meant to our people, as well as other areas that now we're touching into, the boarding schools and that dark period of history. Now is the time for us to gather together in one accord and through unity to let our voices be heard. And it's not just about our voices here today. It's about our ancestors and our elders that are buried in the ground in the state of California, that it's also time for their voice to be heard of what truly happened to them in the state of California.
Lloyd Matheson is chairperson of the Chicken Ranch Rancheria.
We just want the truth to be told, you know, not just one side, not the other, just the truth, to get it out there so we could start the healing process. We see everything that's going up in Canada right now, and we just want the things here so the truth can get out so we can finally start that process for our people. So everyone always says, you know, get over it. You know, it happened so long ago, but it's so hard for us to say get over it when no one knows exactly what happened. They don't know what they're saying when they say get over that. So we want the truth to be told so we can actually start that for ourselves, start it for our ancestors so they could be at peace and everything else.
Ramos says the bill has been released out of a committee to the Senate floor. He's urging for its passage and to be signed into law. Navajo Nation gaming facilities are now reopened to the public. The tribe's casinos in Arizona and New Mexico were shut down in March 2020 due to the pandemic. Some were operating at limited capacity for tribal citizens only. The casinos are now operating at 50%. As COVID-19 cases remain low, the reservation is also now open to visitors. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Amerind, Indian Country's 100% tribally owned insurance partner. Information on property, liability, workers' compensation, and commercial auto needs at amerind.com.
Support by AARP. The Native Urban Elder Needs Assessment Survey will provide data to improve urban Indian elder health equity. Elders are underrepresented in data, and you can help. Info and survey at uiacoalition.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.